I felt compelled to bring this up today. I know this will maybe tick a few people off, but over the weekend, a reporter was found dead from an apparent suicide. He recently wrote a book about Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Meeting on the tarmac a few years ago, if you remember, with then Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And this was right before Trump got elected, while Hillary was running against Trump in 2016. Now, this reporter had recently taken a new job to be able to spend more time with his family. So it certainly didn't sound like someone who was thinking about suicide. Of course, you never know. But he turned down a position at CNN to take this local reporter job recently. So again, he could demand that. So this brings the total. I did a little homework over the weekend while I was surfing the internet looking for a place to live. I also was surfing the Clinton death count. And this brings the total I could find to 90 people who have died under mysterious circumstances when associated with the Clintons. So I know that a lot of us, if you dig a little deeper, and again, I have the website on this too, there's some people that would argue it's over 200 people who have died under mysterious circumstances surrounded by the Clintons. So let's be honest with ourselves, friends. Whether you're Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Independent, I think we've all occasionally thought, boy, these Clintons are slick. That's why they call him Slick Willie. You know, they're like Teflon Don. It's like nothing sticks to them. So we've always felt in America here, as Americans, that the Clintons are like untouchable, really, because you look at all the favoritism that Hillary was given by the DNC when she was running for Trump. They cheated and still didn't win. I think they figured it out 4 years later, but don't call me on that, please. I don't want to hang up on anyone today. But we've always thought that the Clintons just, you know, someone's got the finger on the scale for them. They're always one step ahead of this posse that's, you know, following them around. Someone dies under mysterious circumstances, but they can't pin anything directly on Bill or Hillary. And there's this posse that they're just continually, since going back to the 1980s when he was governor of Arkansas, they're staying in front of this posse. And the Clintons are untouchable. We've accepted that and grown to just know that that's the way it is in America. The Clintons are untouchable. They've spent years staying one step ahead of the posse. So we sit here and think, I was thinking about it over the weekend, how come they've not been able to attach one piece of evidence to Bill or Hillary of all the deaths, mysterious plane crashes, mysterious suicides, things that don't make sense? I've sat here and I've thought extensively, how do they stay ahead of the posse? I figured it out over the weekend, and I'm going to share this secret with you right now. There is no posse. The Clintons have carte blanche to basically do what they want. So that's how the Clintons stay in front of it. There's nobody holding them accountable. There is no posse, so to speak. So goes the Clinton murder machine. So I just thought that was interesting. Another mysterious suicide over the weekend for someone who recently wrote a book about Bill. We do have a phone call. We'll get to that in just a moment here. We've got time to say good morning to Carl Lane. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Kevin, Ken, what you just got done saying about Bill Clinton, you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
You're 100% right. But that's just, I think that's our government today, don't you think?